everybody. This is Dr. Amy Myers with the Myers Way podcast. Welcome. I'm excited today to be speaking with Drew Cannoli from FitLife TV. He is a best-selling author and has an amazing following on Facebook of FitLife TV. Actually, it's Juicing Vegetables. And today we're going to talk all about the benefits of juicing. Welcome, Drew.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
So glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. You know, you and I share similar passions and interests when it comes to inspiring and impacting people, and I take a stand for anybody that's doing that, and this is just great to be on your show.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Well, you know, how I usually like to get started, I didn't give you much of an introduction there, is just to have you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how really you got into juicing.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was like anybody's story that becomes an advocate. I feel like you have your own like hero's journey. And for me, about 3.5 years ago, I was 20 pounds heavier. I was lethargic. I felt lazy. I didn't have a lot of mental focus, concentration. You know, my relationships were kind of in turmoil because of it as well. I was at a state in my life where I was just rock bottom. And I was running a company over in Florida, helping people with their credit and finances, and I wanted to go through my own transformation. I tried probably 15 different things, you know, diet programs, different things people were telling me to do, hiring personal trainers, all this other stuff. And then a man came up to me. And have you ever had a friend tell you to do something and then you listen to them and it completely changes your life?
Yeah, it's always better when it's a friend or a doctor or rather than the family member, right?
Yeah, exactly. I had a friend, he came up to me and he handed me a green drink. And he said, Drew, I want you to try this. And it looked like swamp water. I wasn't really into vegetables at the time or anything else. And I drank it, and it actually tasted really, really good. And at the time, I was the guy that, like, 2 cups of coffee a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, just to get by, you know, to have all the stimulants. And I had this green juice, and I noticed this constant energy all day long, unlike anything else that I've ever tried. Not only that, but I wasn't as hungry. Like, I was nutrient. My cells in my body had enough nutrient where I didn't need to eat as much macros throughout the day. And I started dropping weight and body fat. I transformed myself. I went from 20% body fat down to sub 7 in about 90 days.
Wow.
Completely changed my life. I had more energy, and I was posting it on Facebook and YouTube and social media and everywhere else. And when people saw what was happening, they're like, hey, how are you doing that? I want to do it. And then enough people started asking me that I was just like, you know what, this could probably be a business. And and I love doing it. So we started FitLife TV, making YouTube videos and doing social media and helping people transform. And now we're leading the biggest transformational movement in the world. We have like the most engaged Facebook page on the planet, which is awesome.
Yeah, your Facebook page is amazing. And, you know, we've already talked about this. We share sort of similar diet and lifestyle. And we were just talking, I'm at the beach with my family for a week's vacation. And, you know, I already got the family into buying the Vitamix and that stuff, but we don't have a juicer here at the beach house. So I actually, last minute before I was packing, I put all my clothes into a carry-on bag. And then I packed my juicer and some supplements and stuff in my checked bag because I figured they might not let me through, wondering what this machine was. So then the first thing I did when I got here last night, besides go put my feet in the sand, was to make a green juice. And of course, I'm like, anybody want a green juice? And everybody's looking at me. My brother always says, yeah, you know, he's always up for trying whatever. So he and I enjoyed a green juice and toes in the sand yesterday as soon as I got here. And it makes a huge difference. I just felt so gross after being, you know, a full day of travel and on the plane. And I brought my own food. I'm at, you know, in the Atlanta airport for my layover and everybody's eating all this fried food. And I had brought, you know, some grilled salmon and veggies. And even with that, I was feeling pretty icky from the plane. So the green juice really helped me, you know, kind of feel like I was already detoxing once I got here.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're the same when you travel. Well, let's kind of go over what are some of the benefits of juicing?
Well, I think the big thing, you know, obviously weight loss is one of the things that people experience, and we've helped, you know, people lose 100, 200, sometimes, you know, over 200 pounds through juicing. And that's like the physical, that's what you see happen to somebody's body. But what I really like and what I'm passionate about is the actual mental transformation that takes place. People that were addicted, they got sugar, dairy, wheat, different cravings that forced them to eat the foods that they knew, you know, on a subconscious level, probably weren't the best things that they should be consuming. And by juicing, it eradicates all of that over time. So I wrote a book on, it's called Train Your Taste to Trim Your Waist. And it's all about training your taste buds to really love the food that loves you back. And I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do, because the whole digestion process, as you know, actually starts in your mind and your mouth before it even makes it to your stomach. So if you can get it there and make sure that everything's legit from that standpoint, then you're winning the battle right from the get-go. You know, and obviously healing your gut is a huge component as well. And I think you talk about this all the time with your system. But, you know, you can help heal your gut by juicing, just because your body doesn't have to break down the food that you're constantly piling on it. You know, in America today, you've seen it and I've seen it, the obesity epidemic. People are eating all day long. They're not giving their digestion system a break. The analogy that I like to use, it's like hiring somebody to dig a trench in your yard for you. And they work 24 hours a day. They're constantly digging, digging, digging. Well, that's what your digestion's always doing when it can't break down. And juice, it's like me walking out to that guy and saying, hey, you know, why don't you take a lunch break for a little bit and relax, sit down. So then the body can heal, you know, autophagy, the cellular repair. We're producing 50,000 cells every single second, new cells. So if you're giving it the lifeblood, the energy, everything that it needs to produce those live, healthy, functional cells, it can reproduce itself in a much better fashion than producing, you know, mutated, toxic, disease-ridden stuff. And that's what we're seeing.
Right.
So that's another one of the benefits. Mental clarity, skin conditions, we see those go out the door. I mean, we literally, the before and after pictures, when people do the Alpha Reset, which is the five-day cleanse that we have, they'll take a picture of their face and then their after picture. And it's like they've been taking hundreds of dollars of pharmaceutical stuff their entire lives, and now all of a sudden they're juicing and they're feeding themselves the right food, and guess what? It just suddenly just changes, you know?
Yeah.
And that's happened on more than one occasion, and I'm not a doctor, and I can't speak like you can and say this, that this works for everyone, but from what I've seen, I mean, it can make a radical impact on people's skin conditions, their guts, their mental focus. You know, I love fasting for mental clarity. If you're trying to come up with an idea or a spiritual enlightenment, like going through a 3 to 5 day fast is one of the best things that you can do, because it's you enter that state of stillness, and that's something that we don't get a lot of as well. As much as we're feeding our digestive system, we're not feeding our minds that mental space, that clarity, to where we can create new ideas and come up with new exciting stuff. And that's one of the really exciting things about fasting as well, and juicing, period.
And you know, one of the things that I find, and I don't know if people doing your program just kind of how to incorporate this, is people, you know, hearing, oh yeah, this is a really quick fix to, you know, the digestive problems, the acne, the energy, you know, all this stuff. And so people go on a 3 or 5 or sometimes even longer juice fast, but then they, you know, very quickly go back to the way that they were eating. And so it's not sometimes sustainable for people. So how do people overcome that obstacle of maybe going through a 3 or 5 day juice fast and then, you know, really being conscientious about what they're eating and then continuing to incorporate juice in their daily lives and not really just going back to the way they were?
Yeah. We have this process called Whitenity, and it's forming your identity around your why, having a why that makes you cry.
Uh-huh.
And anytime somebody starts a juice cleanse or transformation or goes through our system, we start with their identity, because if they can change their beliefs around who they are in this present moment, then that's a lot more powerful than somebody just doing it to lose weight. And if you're just doing it to lose weight, then a lot of times subconsciously, if I say, you know, I lost my keys, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to find my keys again on a subconscious level, right? You got to find your keys. Well, when you say you lose your weight, you got to find your weight. So you got to find it back on a subconscious level. So all these people just gain the weight right back.
Right.
So there's different ways or subconsciously to train your brain to make it assume that you're already in your perfect condition, that you're already championing this whole weight loss journey that you're on. And you're sticking to your goals. You're committed to your goals for the rest of your life. And we've seen lifelong transformations of going through the identity process. And it's just asking yourself different questions that will provoke your subconscious mind to say, hey, this really is me. Like, what does your transformation look like in 90 days is a big question that we ask. What does it feel like? What are your friends saying about you? And then ultimately, you know, what is it? When you look in the mirror, what do you want to see? And they start getting very present to that from the mental plane. And that is one of the key things that will help somebody transform for the rest of their lives, as opposed to just a 60-day juice cleanse and then bouncing back worse because they didn't cheat on anything and they've, you know, did caloric restriction so long that now they're bouncing back, eating twice as many calories as they were before just because they didn't train their brain to decipher between it. And obviously, education of food, too, is huge with us, and you do that as well, teaching people what's in their food, how to read labels, some really, really nasty stuff on processed food that will literally, I mean, I feel bad for people. Like, they have no idea what they're consuming and what it's going to do, the long-term effects when they're just eating it, and they're becoming addicted because they have no clue what's even in it.
Yeah. So for the person who doesn't feel like they can, you know, go through a 3 or 5 day, you know, juice fast, which I haven't even been able to successfully do that. So I really only like to advocate, not that I don't advocate that, but, you know, I really like to promote things. I don't want to tell somebody to do something that I don't, you know, it's difficult for me, or not that, you know, being gluten-free and dairy-free and soy-free and corn-free and all those things can't be difficult. But, you know, I really like to practice what I preach. Let me just put it that way. So for those people who feel like, you know, that's they're not up for that, how else can they incorporate juice? Because obviously it's something I do. I find huge benefits in it. I try to drink one or two a day. Can just tell us how the average person can begin to just start incorporating, you know, juicing into their diet.
Absolutely. And you just said it, really. I mean, I think how you start your day is how you start your life is one of the things that one of the Fit Life principles. And I think you're similar set with the Myers way as well. And so the very first meal when somebody's starting out juicing, I would recommend them do like a green drink first thing in the morning. And it's just, the amount of nutrients that they get from that is going to last them, you know, to halfway through the day or more. It's going to be unlike any energy that they've had, and they're going to be feeling great. And that alone will inspire them and impact them enough to continue on the journey and maybe experimenting with having two in a day, you know, after 2 or 3 weeks of doing just the one. And then all of a sudden, like, hey, this is crazy how good I feel. Why don't I try a 3 day or a 5 day?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just make it part of your life. Like, I think fasting one day a week is awesome. You know, taking a Sunday, and I'm a voracious eater. Like, I love food, like healthy whole foods, different things like that. And I think for me, fasting was really hard in the beginning. But then I started doing it from noon to noon instead of, like, starting in the morning, having a big breakfast and then fasting through the day and then eating again the next day at lunch. That's been the most effective way for me. So if somebody wants to try a one-day detox, I would probably recommend doing it that way.
And when you say fasting, you mean juice fasting, or do you mean fasting completely? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, there are
water fasting.
Yeah. I mean, there are benefits out there, which is, you know, about, I mean, really the only thing that has shown to prolong life is calorie restriction. And some even say exactly that. I mean, you're saying noon to noon fasting. I mean, some will even say, you know, fasting. And if you even just say 12-hour fasting, even once a week, but even if you did it every night from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. while you're technically sleeping, that is even enough to help prolong life, you know, assuming you're not then gorging yourself. You know, you're not going and eating Big Macs or something during the day. I mean, you're really eating how you or I advocate, you know, eating throughout the day, real whole foods, some juicing or whatnot. So.
Yeah, totally.
Well, one of the other things. Go ahead.
I think the mental clarity that you get. Like I said, I touched on that before, but even just doing a one day, like, fasting has been shown to improve the neuron connection in the brain. So, like, the ideas that you have, like, if I'm ever going to speak on stage in front of a lot of people, I'll fast and then do it on an empty stomach because my brain literally works like 30%, 40% better. It's like the movie Limitless. Have you seen the movie Limitless with like Bradley Cooper when he takes the pill and then all of a sudden like he just downloads all the information that he's ever had in his life?
No, but that's how I feel if I'm fasting or only doing juice is I can't sleep at night because my mind, I mean, suddenly like my business, yeah. I'm like, oh, I have this idea and that idea and this idea. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is not good for me because I don't sleep. I need some carbs so I can go to sleep. Shut off the brain. So,
yeah, exactly.
So are there, you know, any pitfalls from juicing, like people really focusing on, you know, more fruits rather than vegetables? I mean, that's certainly something that I hear. You go to the, maybe you don't have a juicer at home, and so you're relying on one of the juice bars or juice smoothie places in your local town, and people are really, you know, the carrot and the beet and the pineapple and the orange and the apple. Is that something you, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, likened to people's individual body types, and I think you probably do blood tests at your clinic. I know you mentioned like a lot of people come to you with autoimmune type O, different things like that.
Yes.
It depends. A lot of it depends on your individuality of what you should juice, what you should stay away from. My friend Christina at Fully Raw, I mean, she uses fruit juice all the time, and literally she'll sit down and have a meal. She's one of these 80-10 people, and she will eat like 80% fruit. I could never do that.
Yeah.
And my body just is not designed that way. So personally, for me, my individual type, I do a lot of greens. I do very little fruit whatsoever. If I'm going to put any fruit in at all, it's probably after a workout just to get that insulin spike, and I'll add a little bit of, you know, some whey protein or something to it so that I can get that absorption rate up to build muscle and stuff like that. But it really depends on individuality. I would say you're pretty safe with some of the basic greens like cucumber and celery. If you have any hypothyroid issues, you know, you probably want to stay away from some of the cruciferous greens and the other things like that. I know that they've been known to kind of alter the thyroid a little bit. So you want to do your research and make sure what works for you. And we have all that laid out on our website at FitLife TV too. So just really figuring out what works for you on an individual basis is probably the best. I would stay away personally from anything that's put into a bottle just because you lose a lot of the enzymes. Even if it's cold pressed and it's put in a bottle, 3-4 days later, you probably lost like 30 or 40% of the nutrients.
Yeah, I thought it was so, even 15 minutes later you start losing, you know, as it's getting oxidized.
Yeah, depending on the juicer. So if it's a cold press, it can last for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But a cold press juicing machine costs like $3,000.
Right.
How many people have $3,000 to spend on a juicer and put it in their house?
Right.
You know, so that's why these huge companies like Blueprint Cleanse and some other ones, you can do a juice cleanse and have it shipped to your house, which I think is awesome. If you're going to do it, you actually don't have a juicer and you don't have the time, like I totally recommend it. But the best possible best option is juicing it yourself and drinking it right from the juicer.
Right. I mean, the other thing about a lot of these, you know, and I drink at them as well. We have several of them in Austin. I mean, just in a bind. But a lot of them, you know, they're only using some organic, maybe none organic. I mean, you really have to ask. And sometimes, I mean, my favorite juice is the celery, cucumber, either spinach or kale or something like that, and a little bit of apple. And celery's high on the pesticide list. Apple's high on the pesticide list. So if you're getting these things, you really need, even at Whole Foods, you really need to ask, are they using organic ingredients? And then if they're only using some, you may want to switch out and design your own juice based on what is organic. And again, you know, as somebody mentioned to me, I was talking to one of the owners of the local juice bars, and they said, well, I mean, when you're getting somebody eating Twinkies or even just standard American diet and they're coming to juice, it's better that they're juicing and maybe that it is or isn't organic than not juicing at all. And that is totally true. If having the convenience of something delivered to your house is going to make you do it rather than, you know, if you had your own juicer, then it wouldn't make you do it. That is going to be better than nothing. But the best is all organic and doing it yourself. I mean, I feel that way about the slow press juicer. I know that I am not going to, you know, that would take me 10, 15 minutes in the morning versus my 2 to 3. And so I know I'm going to be far less likely to juice. So I figure if I have, you know, the regular juicer and it's much more quick, then I'm more apt to drink it than, I mean, I know myself and I know my limits. But So just something to be aware of when you're getting these, you know, going to buy juice or getting something delivered to your house, really investigate, you know, if it's really 100% organic. If not, what is organic in it? And maybe, you know, base your choices on that. So along those lines, I'm just curious about you with juicers, you know, because that is the whole debate about the slow press juicer, you know, what are your thoughts on the best juicer?
I'm kind of partial to a juicer, and it's probably the one that I have. It's the Totally Raw juicer.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a hybrid in it. So meaning that not only does it doesn't damage the fruits and vegetables as much as like a centrifugal juicer, but you can also get a lot of juice out of leafy greens. So like a Twin Gear or a Green Star, the different things that you see, you can get a lot of juice out of the greens, but it takes forever to clean it, and there's a lot of pitfalls with it.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that was probably the easiest to clean that would get the most out of the greens, and it was simple to use, and that just matches my lifestyle. I don't think there's a perfect juicer for everyone. Again, I think there's different diets and nutrition plans that work individually. So the juicer for me is definitely the Totally Raw juicer. But there's a lot of great juicers out there. You know, Breville makes a really good juicer now.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I think Omega makes a really good juicer. Green Star, I mean, all of them are good. The best juicer is the one that you use.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's awesome. Yeah. Exactly. Cool. Well, couple final questions. One is, you know, there's this whole debate about, you know, the Vitamix versus a juicer and, you know, smoothies versus doing juice. Thoughts on that? I mean, I'm sure you agree with me that there's benefits to both, but
yeah, I do both. You know, I use my blender. I don't use it as much as I use my juicer, but I definitely use it. I think making smoothies is one of the best things you can do for your health as well. You know, the pectin and the fiber and the different things that are in smoothies are absolutely amazing for your digestion. And I like both of them. It depends really on what my goal is. You know, if I'm doing a fast or I'm cutting calories, then obviously my juicer is the way to go. You can add a lot of stuff into smoothies, which is pretty cool. I like a lot of superfoods. You know, sometimes I'll do a little cacao, maca, spirulina, chlorella, like a lot of those superfoods added to a smoothie to give you a little extra energy for a long run or whatever you're doing in the day. I think it's great for that. So I'm not opposed to it. There's a big difference in the way that your body processes it, though. And it's all about the digestion. The same analogy that I used in the beginning. When you're drinking a smoothie, it takes about 2.5-3 hours for your digestion to rip it all apart. You're really not getting the full food value of the stuff that you're consuming from this blender, whatever blender you have. Vitamix, BlendTec, they're pretty much all the same. But, you know, Vitamix and BlendTec are obviously the upper echelon of the blenders. But when you juice, it only takes, you know, probably 15 to 20 minutes for those nutrients to upload in your body, which is a huge difference in the process. So that's why I am partial to juicing, just because people that are healing, people that are trying to lose weight, all this other stuff, there's really no replacement for getting that rapid amount of nutrient absorption on that cellular level as efficiently and effectively like juicing will do for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I do both as well. I mean, I kind of come and go in phases. And I mean, there were times where my Vitamix, I actually would beg to differ. I don't think they're all the same. I do think I do believe that the Vitamix is superior, and I have no affiliation with them whatsoever. But because I have tried them, and when you're, you know, pulverizing kale, I think it does make a big difference. But anyway, right now I'm just much more addicted to my juicer. I mean, I'm really trying to, if I have the time, I'm juicing twice a day, and I'm just really loving it right now. So you know, I just come and go in phases. There are times where, you know, I'm doing bone broth and eating that for breakfast. And there are times where I'm making smoothies and eating those for breakfast. And right now I'm on the juice for breakfast, which is actually not anything that I even have in my books to just have a juice for breakfast. I've always been this big proponent of, you know, protein. But I actually was watching one of your videos where you added in some oil into your juice, which I never would have thought to do. And just having that oil, you know, kind of really helped the flaxseed, you know, help carry me through a bit more. And it really actually was, my dog recently passed away and juicing was the only thing that I could even stomach. I mean, there were times when I couldn't even eat anything, but then it was juicing and I was like, wow, I'm actually able. I mean, it was a very stressful situation that I kind of just physically in a lot of ways breezed through. And I think part of that was really just the juicing. It was all that I wanted to do. And so then I kind of was like, oh, I'm kind of enjoying this for breakfast and I actually can go a half a day. So I recently started doing that, which kind of goes against a lot of what I've said to people, which is making sure you have that protein in the morning. So kind of rethinking a little bit of my programs here.
Mm-hmm. And that's the greatest thing about any program. I mean, you can always adjust it. You know, the more information that you have, the more informed you can make decisions in your own life, and that is a ripple effect in everyone else's life. So you're only benefiting them. Even if you change things up on people, you know, a year from now, I may say that, you know, there's something in a smoothie that you can add to it that I really, really enjoy, or it doesn't matter. Like, it's just a constant evolution of ideas and being at the forethought of this is just amazing.
And I think also what the two of us advocate is really listening to your body. And so that's what I really do. It's not, oh, I have to wake up and have my smoothie, or, oh, I have to wake up and have my chicken bone broth. It's, you know, what is it that I feel that my body needs right now at this point in my life? I need more detox. I need more nurturing warmth food. I need more protein. You know, really, what is it? And maybe it's also that, you know, here in the South, we've entered the summer and it's just so hot that juice is, you know, just a really great thing to do. And sometimes, you know, in the winter, it's not something that I want to do. So I think really also listening to yourself and what you're feeling that you want for breakfast or need for breakfast on that particular day or season or, you know, stressful time of life or whatever it is for you.
Yeah, 100%. You become much more in tune when you start listening to your body and giving it the right kind of food, for sure.
Well, final question for you is, do you have sort of a signature juice or one, you know, if people were to walk out tomorrow and start this, a recipe you want to share with people of kind of a go-to juice or something?
Yeah, my morning juice consists of kale, cucumber, celery, a little bit of ginger, sometimes a half an apple if I want to sweeten it up a little bit, a lemon. And I add turmeric root, too, which I can get at Whole Foods here, which is absolutely amazing. Probably my favorite thing to add to it is turmeric. And that is, you can add the powder if you don't have access to the actual root. You can add turmeric powder. And I put a little black pepper in there because when you add turmeric and black pepper together, it becomes 10,000 times more effective.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So a little turmeric and black pepper. And then if I'm going a while without eating, I'll add a little MCT oil, which is actually the purest form of the coconut oil, which is the really good stuff that you want. So that'll carry you through. This is a super nutrient juice that will give you energy all day long. It'll make you feel awesome. And you're going to want to share it with the world when you do it. You're going to be like, oh, this is the greatest juice ever. So make sure you try that.
And so with the pepper, are you throwing in some pepper afterwards? Or are you putting in like a peppercorn and actually juicing that? How are you doing the pepper?
Yeah, you can't get much juice out of a peppercorn.
Well, I didn't figure, but I didn't know if you were, you know, grinding it or what you're doing to get the pepper in.
Yeah, I treat it like a meal, you know. You're going to dash a little pepper on top of a salad. You might as well dash a little pepper on top of your juice.
Got it.
Stir it up and drink it like that. You can do the same thing with cayenne pepper, which capsaicin, the active ingredient, speeds your metabolism up 300%. You can do the same thing with, you know, lots of other herbs and spices with your juice. You don't have to be limited to just the vegetables. I like to be creative, you know, and people that are creative with their juice longer.
Yeah. Although I'm kind of addicted to the milder version of that, but I'm definitely going to, I've tried ginger and the curcumin, but I hadn't, or the turmeric, but I hadn't tried the pepper yet. So I will definitely, I'm like, maybe another trip to Whole Foods while I'm out here at the beach. Go get all that.
Try,
Yeah.
Try the pepper. Try pink salt, too. Add a little pink Himalayan salt to
Yum.
It. Has over 100 trace minerals.
Yeah.
Which is awesome for you.
Love and pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A little bit of that.
It's sounding like a salad. Actually, I'm sort of thinking, God, that sounds a little bit like a Bloody Mary, although there's no tomato in there. I don't even like Bloody Marys, but something about the pepper and the cayenne and salt suddenly was making me think of a Bloody Mary.
That's actually, there is a juice recipe called It's More Than a Salad, and that's probably up there, one of my top five for sure. And that's just cucumber, celery, a little bit of romaine lettuce.
Uh-huh.
Like a quarter of an onion and a clove of garlic with one tomato and one lemon. And this will blow you away. It's better than any salad you have ever had. There's no salad dressing in it. Unless you wanted to add a little olive oil, you could do that for a natural fat. But this is an amazing juice, refreshing. It literally tastes like you're drinking the best salad you've ever had. So,
wow, sounds awesome. Well, where can people get a hold of some of your ebooks and recipes and your programs? And
yeah, our website is juiceupyourlife.tv. They can go there. They can go to fitlife.tv as well. That's probably where they can go to the blog posts and get complimentary juice recipes and stuff like that. And our books and everything else are on there. So you can see that. And our social media, our main Facebook page is just Juicing Vegetables. And it's facebook.com/vegetablejuicing is the URL for that.
Okay.
And, we're going to be having some of your stuff on there too. So I'm excited to be sharing you with our tribe and our community and, talking about what you love best. The Myers way.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll have links to all those websites in the actual blog post, guys, if you didn't get those. And, FitLife TV, Juicing Vegetables on Facebook. It's amazing. They have, over 650,000 followers. So just an amazingly active Facebook page and lots of programs and more of these amazing juice recipes. So head on over, check all that out. And just thanks so much, Drew, for being on the call with us today. We really appreciate it. And guys, just one step at a time. If this is new for you, start with, going to your local juice place and give it a try. And then really when you get into it, it's much, much, much more cost effective to go ahead and invest in a juicer. I mean, it might seem, a little expensive, $3 to $5 to, of course, you can go up to thousands of dollars for a juicer, but it's like I say about the Vitamix. I mean, I at one point was doing a third of my meals out of a Vitamix. Ditch the microwave, so many other appliances that you just don't need when you're kind of doing this, eating real whole food. So, invest in a juicer. We'll put the links to the ones that Drew recommends as well. And he frequently is giving away a free juicer when you're, part of his program. So definitely you can get a chance to get a free juicer that way. That's another way.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth it. I mean, you go to the juice bar and it's, it can be $8 to $15 for a juice. And so if you just take an average of 10, that's, and you had a juice a day, that's your $300 right there. So in 1 month, you've paid for it. So would highly recommend getting one yourself. And then that way you can control, if it's organic or not. And then also making some of these amazing recipes that Drew has that you're definitely not going to find at your average, juice store. So, any final parting words, Drew?
It's a journey, like you said, one step at a time. And just to let everyone know that's listening, we're in this together. We say that all the time. And if you guys need any help or, you have questions, make sure you reach out to us and, pursue the best health that you can get into, because it is life changing. I mean, and it's totally mind expanding and will completely alter your whole entire life, not just on a health level, but on a mental level and a physical and a business, on everything, which is awesome. So thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. Thanks for spending the time with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To stay in touch with Dr. Myers, you can sign up for her newsletter on her website at dramymyers.com or connect with her on Facebook or Twitter at Amy Myers, MD.